didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a federal prison in New York, the city where he is charged with murdering the head of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. The FAA now banning drones and more New York cities following increased sightings recently. This is ABC News. One more overseas trip in the books for President Biden in the waning weeks of his administration. This time, he'll travel to Italy.
The White House says during a phone call Thursday, President Biden thanked Pope Francis for his continued advocacy to alleviate global suffering, including the Pope's work to advance human rights and protect religious freedom. The president accepted an invitation from Pope Francis to visit him at the Vatican next month. Mr. Biden will travel to Rome from January 9th through the 12th and will also meet with the president and prime minister of Italy. The trip will come with less than 2 weeks left in President Biden's term, very late for a president to travel overseas. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A manhunt is underway in Seattle this morning after a bus driver was killed after being stabbed in an altercation with a passenger earlier this week. Officials say 53-year-old Richard Zitlak attacked the driver on the bus early Wednesday before fleeing the scene. According to the union, this was the first fatal attack on a King County bus driver in 26 years. Jerry Preston.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting their party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years. So to keep alive that tradition and to recognize we're part of that continuity of having happy holidays include good Yule and happy winter solstice.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, December 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her son, Jim Peterson of Hazelhurst, by two grandchildren, further survived by three sisters, Linda Molcheski, Margot Gross, and Mary Kempf. Survived also by three brothers, Ken Kiefer, Jeff Kiefer, and Tom Kiefer. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Friday, December 20th at 2 p.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Friday from 1 p.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Carol Peterson, age 84, of Park Falls. Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls, died on Monday, December 16th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her four children, Julie Kloss of River Falls, by Luciano Agnello of Waterford, by Melissa Reynolds of Milwaukee, and by Sally Pagel of Park Falls. Further survived by 14 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, by two sisters, by Roberta Burton, and by Patricia Aspel, and by one brother, Ronald Reynolds, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, December 28th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marlene Ellen Kaminsky, age 72, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. the finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first-place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With the weather yesterday, many of our local contests were postponed to after the first of the year, but Prentice and Shawamigan did play boys' hoops last night, and Prentice on their home floor was able to hold serve, and Prentice defeated the Shawamigan boys last night by a score of 70-50 in one of the few high school games held around the Northwoods last night. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be chilly today, but it's not going to be as windy. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper teens this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, down into the lower single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 19. We're back in the mid to upper 20s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
98Q Country.
I love the Lexus ads, especially during the holidays, because they always try to make you believe that everybody else on the planet, except for you, is receiving a Lexus with a bow on the top. Like, I bet no one in this room has received a Lexus with the bow on the top. And they have the commercial where it's like perfectly normal. My favorite commercial is the one where there's this woman and she's, you know, very successful. You know this because she's thin and has a computer. And she's, you know, she's very successful. And she's on the computer, she's internet shopping for her husband, doesn't know what to get him for Christmas, gets frustrated, takes a break, takes a stretch, sees a Lexus. Oh, I will just get him a Lexus. Oh, I am such a dum-dum sometimes. So obvious. next scene, right, there is the Lexus with the bow on the top, right, which I hate. I hate that bow more than anything. So there's the bow, because that's, even if you get a car, it's like, and there's a bow on the top. You're better than everybody. There's a bow, and she has the guy, and she, like, has his eyes covered, and he's also very successful because he has, like, salt and pepper hair and glasses, and he's very successful. And she's got his eyes covered, and then she reveals the Lexus to him, and he gives a look of what I think can best be described as slightly bemused joy. As opposed to reacting like a normal person, holy crap, you got me a Lexus? We have a mortgage!
Happy Friday to you. Everyone's always in a good mood when it's Friday.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Look who's coming round the bend.
You are a Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this thing as a fashion statement, all right?
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Oh, oh, oh.
There's now a NORAD Santa Tracker app, so you can watch Santa travel all over the world on your phone. Sounds like a great idea until Mrs. Claus sees Santa's been at the same house for over an hour. It's like,
we were just talking.
Did you get any Christmas presents?
Fragile. It must be Italian.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
We're saying Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays from 98Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Our guys, Alabama on 98Q Country. I suppose you're looking for the keyword this hour. This is our final day. It's our final day of the grown-up gift list text to win contest, and we're going out in style, giving away $100 this hour. $100. Joy is the key word. J-O-Y. Joy. This is a statewide civic media contest, but we've been giving away a lot of money and a lot of Chula Vista stays with our 98Q listeners. It's been a lot of fun. So joy is your key word. So text that to us. Chance to win a Hondo this hour and another entry for the grand prize drawings, which will be announced. The 8 prize winners. We'll announce that early next week. Joy, J-O-Y. Got to get that to us before 8 o'clock. And you're in with 98Q Country.
You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. You write her name on it, spin your tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. Bet your life on it. Stuck some crosses and some painted gold posts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to the same shade red.
This is Mike Clemens. I cover sports in Wisconsin for our civic media radio stations, wishing you a happy and healthy holiday. We already have family arriving here. Excuse me.
Grandma, that's not dark chocolate. That's a hockey puck.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license. license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. Yes, is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Little Lady A, Lady Antebellum, 98Q Country, Sounds of the Christmas Season, brought to you by Northwoods Community.
ABC News?
No, not yet. Northwoods Community Credit Union. We got locations in Park Balls and Ashland. We will get to our news update in just a minute. Hang on for that here. I hope your Friday is a good one. We got a little snow to push aside out there here this morning because Mother Nature gave us a couple more inches. Not sure. It kind of depends on where you are. I mean, there's some areas that may have gotten enough snow to groom things up and get the, you know, the snow trails and stuff going, but you just got to check out in your area to see what's going on with that. But I think I would guess that we'd probably would need just a little bit more, but we'll keep an eye on that for you, let you know any information. And as always, you know, if you guys have information about your local events or, you know, whatever trails and stuff, always feel free to, you know, shoot us information on the email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Whew. Winter begins tomorrow. Yeah, what was that? We have probably not too much as far as snow goes here for the next week or so. It doesn't look like there's a major storm right now, and that could always change. I don't think we got as much as a lot of people were hoping, but that couple of inches overnight helped out a little bit. Temperatures over Christmas late next week, 35 to 40. So it's going to be a pretty mild stretch, it looks like. So tomorrow, officially, the winter solstice begins. It is the first day of winter. Christmas time, of course. Christmas Day is next Wednesday. Christmas Eve next Tuesday. You can always tell we're getting close. Always tell we're getting close when the big guy starts asking for extra cookies and milk. I'm not talking about Santa. I'm talking about your grandpa. That's what. More cookies, more milk. I have had more cookies, I think, already than I probably consume typically in an entire Christmas because I decided to bake cookies last weekend. So that's. It's a good idea and a bad idea. I like to think of it. I'm kind of like the Grinch. I like to think of it. I'm building up my tolerance for, like, remember when the Grinch was going, the Jim Carrey version was going for the holiday Hooba celebration or whatever, and he had to eat all the fudge and he had to drink all the eggnog and all that stuff. So I'm looking at it like that, like I'm preparing for that contest. My body. My blood sugar levels at a dangerously competitive level right now. The National Retail Federation is reminding people that you only have 371 shopping days left until next Christmas. So there you go. Next Christmas. What else do we have? There's monkeys on the loose. Appropriate that in Florida. We got monkeys on the loose. They are roaming the central Florida town north of Orlando, some towns north of Orlando. Police have warned the public to not feed or approach the monkeys and to call the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission if they see any of the monkeys running around. Unlike with the monkeys that escaped the lab in South Carolina a while back in the fall, authorities do not know where these monkeys came from or how many of them are actually on the loose. So the monkeys have been out there for at least a couple of weeks. And an eco-tour company released video of one of them jumping from tree to tree back on December the 5th. So only in Florida. I don't know if you've been paying attention to Florida, but there's a lot of strange things going on in Florida. There's a lot of people there, and there's a lot of strange stuff. I've been reading stuff about Florida. And it's an interesting place in our country. Almost as interesting as California, but I think Florida, now that we got the monkeys loose in California, I think they take an notch, they take it right up above there. We've got joy is our keyword this hour in our text to win. Have you noticed, I'm already gone. I'm on holiday mode already. My brain is on holiday mode here. I can't put together sentences here. Joy is the key word. J-O-Y. Text that to us right now, and you may be getting a $100 bill. Why not you? Our statewide civic media contest continues through today. This is it. Keywords 7, 11, 1, and 4 today. So here we are in the 7 o'clock hour. Joy is a keyword. Text that to us right now through the Civic Media app. If you don't have the Civic Media app on your phone, what are you waiting for? It's free. Just go to the App Store, Civic Media. You can listen to 98Q, that's us, or our sister station, Tromix 103.1, or any of the Civic Media stations. It's kind of cool because if you travel, if you go to like Baraboo, if you go to Green Bay, if you go to Waukesha, if you go to Baldwin, Hayward, Amory, you can listen on your phone to stations that are right there through the Civic Media app. Pretty cool. So joy is the word to text us this morning. J-O-Y. We got Santa coming. Oh, Santa's hanging around. He's going to be at Northwoods Harley-Davidson tomorrow from... he'll be there at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock over there in the Arborvitae area. So that's it's a free event. A little meet and greet with Santa. Phillips Children Museum has a special event at the Phillips Municipal Building tomorrow. And that starts at 10 o'clock. Santa will be there with all kinds of fun games for the kids. All kinds of free stuff going on there in Phillips at the Municipal Building. So you may want to check that out. We got Packer football on a Monday, so you're free. You're free to do what you want. Who are you rooting against this weekend, I guess, would be... like we mentioned the other morning, it's kind of a... It's a weird year. It's a weird year when it comes to teams vying for playoff spots. There's really not anybody that you can pick out right now that the Packers would say, well, yeah, I want them to lose. I guess Washington, maybe. So you can keep that sixth seed. There's an outside chance the Packers could maybe jump over the Vikings for the 5 seed for the wild card, but you'd have to win at Minnesota, and then you'd have to have the Vikings lose another one and then win the tiebreaker. So probably not. So what I'm saying is Packers take care of business Monday night against New Orleans. The final two games may not mean anything. They're not going to mean anything as far as the playoffs go. Packers have not officially clinched a playoff spot, by the way. I know I talked the other morning like they had, but they haven't officially clinched a spot yet. But they're two games up on Seattle, who's the 8th seed right now. In Seattle, they beat Seattle. So, yeah, you figure out. Is it over? It's over. And Kirk Cousins is out as the quarterback at Atlanta. They're going to let the young guy, the rookie, come in there. $150 million well spent, Atlanta. Ready to go. And the Vikings are in action Sunday. And the Vikings are, that's a 3 o'clock start time for the Vikings. I think they're on the road on that contest. I'm losing track of all the, of who's playing where here. So you got a couple of games here and there to watch. You got two NFL games tomorrow. They're both AFC games. So for people who are Packer, Viking, Bear fans, you see an AFC game and you're like, whatever. I guess I'll watch it. It's about the philosophy of it. I guess I'll watch. But really, we're kind of gearing up for playoff. Playoff time isn't until, what, January 7th? Actually, the first weekend of playoffs will be January 11th and 12th. 11th and 12th is later and later every year, it seems like. So that would be the first playoff contest. So the Packers got New Orleans on Monday night. And then the following Sunday, they're at Minnesota. Looks like that game is going to stay a noon game on Sunday, the 29th. And then the final week of the season, I don't think that Bear-Packer game is going to be flexed anywhere. I think that's just going to be a noon game because that game is probably not going to have meaning for either team. The Packers will probably have solidified their playoff spot and where they're going to be, and the Bears are the Bears. Joy is the key word this hour. Text that to us. And we'll try to make you a winner of the $100 bill we're giving away this hour. We're going to talk with Mike Clemens this morning. He's following the Packers around. And I got to ask him the question that I was going to ask him last week, but we were unable to hook up last week. He has an office at Lambeau Field. I knew Mike Clemens was a big shot doing all this stuff, but he's got an office at Lambeau Field. Are you kidding me? So that's going to be my first question for him coming up at 8:15 this morning. It's 7:35. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A walkout by delivery drivers at more than half a dozen Amazon distribution hubs entering its second day. Starbucks workers also off the job in three big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Michelle Eisen is a bargaining delegate for Workers United.
We didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a federal prison in New York, the city where he is charged with murdering the head of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. The FAA now banning drones and more New York cities following increased sightings recently. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. December 24th at 3 p.m., the Park Falls Fire Hall invites you out to their Christmas Eve service. This will be a Christmas Eve worship service with sweet treats and a hot cocoa bar, along with a Christmas backdrop set up for photos. The nursery is available for 6-month-old to 4-year-olds. Once again, this will be happening December 24th at 3 p.m. at the Park Falls Fire Hall Community Room on 401 3rd Street South here in Park Falls. The National Weather Service has simplified their winter terminology for cold weather events. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is cold is the approach here and the simplification.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, we had a very limited schedule due to the weather yesterday of local games, but Prentice at home defeated the Shawamigan boys last night, 70-50. That game was heard over on 103.1. We'll have that archive for you. If you want to find archive games moving forward, 98qcountry.com under podcast. We've got the Shawamigan Phillips boys game from earlier this week under the podcast section, so we'll have the game from last night archived. So Prentice gets a win at home last night. The schedule coming up tonight, the Shawamigan wrestling team, after having their match postponed last night, they'll travel to Rhinelander. Big event at the Hodag Dome. They're taken off. In fact, they're already gone, and they're on the bus on the way over. It's a day-long wrestling event over there at the Hodag Dome. Good luck to our area wrestlers taking part in that. And Team Seal Hockey will be at home tomorrow. They'll be taking on Shawano tomorrow afternoon, and that is a 2 o'clock start for that contest. Meanwhile, the Butternut girls, they'll travel to Solon Springs tomorrow for a 6:30 varsity contest, and also the Lakeland boys basketball team. They'll be in action as they are hosting Northland Pines. Lakeland Wrestling is at Shawano today. The boys hockey team of Lakeland is at is hosting West Bend, and the girls basketball team of Lakeland will travel to Northland Pines for a contest today.
Ho, 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 Santa here. I'm taking a break from my busy schedule at the North Pole to visit Northwood's Harley-Davidson on Saturday, December 21st from 11 to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family for a free meet and greet with yours truly. Photos and holiday cheer, lots of fun. While you're there, check out Harley-Davidson apparel, accessories, and maybe treat yourself to a shiny new ride for next year. See you at Northwood's Harley-Davidson on U.S. Highway 51 South in Arbavita. Ho, 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 don't miss it!
Hafner Construction would like to say, as we approach the holiday season, don't forget the less fortunate. Join together this holiday season and donate your time, your money, or a toy to a needy family. Your generosity can make a world of difference and make a child's holiday special and your heart glow. This is not a handout, it's a hand up. This message is courtesy of Hafner Construction, your veteran-owned general contractor, serving our community with quality and pride. Hafner Construction, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
This holiday season, Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin thanks you for your continued support. With quality pre-owned, well-inspected vehicles, a trusted body shop welcoming all insurance work, towing services, tire sales, and reliable vehicle service, Warga is proud to keep you moving all year long. To their valued customers, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Warga Auto and Truck Center. Here's to safe travels, happy holidays, and a wonderful year ahead.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be chilly today, but it's not going to be as windy. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper teens this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, down into the lower single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 19. We're back in the mid to upper 20s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
98Q Country.
Go ahead and crank this on up. Up south of the Mason-Dixon, working, spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, your country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign calls and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Where it's how you live. We weren't raised to take what we were raised to give. The shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. Cause in God we trust and we believe.
Yeah, we see what's wrong, and we know what's right. And old Hank, he said it all, and he said country folks can't survive. And every state, there's a station, playing Cash Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drive. There's a station. Come on. Y'all better crank this up. In every state, there's a station. Playing Cash Hank, Willie, and Waylon. And foreign cars and four-wheel drives. Cowboys, hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. Rained on down in my mind. Must be country wild. Amen.
Santa Claus is coming in a buggy wuggy choo choo train.
Train, train, train,
train.
Single boy and girl said, great gosh almighty, much to my surprise, nobody's been naughty,
everybody's been nice.
Now Santa likes to boogie, Santa likes to dance, Santa likes to rock it, likes to go real fast, Santa likes to ride in the boogie woogie choo choo train.
Santa's got the elves working, working overtime. He's doubled up production on the toy production line.
Says there's too much stuff this year to carry in the sleigh. Got to get a better plan, a better way.
We got toys for the boys and girls all over the place.
Got them stacked through the ceiling, got them sticking in your face.
He says that this year we're gonna take the boogie woogie choo choo train.
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie woogie choo choo train. We got the toys for the boys and girls all over the place. Got them stacked through the ceiling.
Choo-choo train.
Choo-choo train.
the tractors. Sounds of the Christmas season brought to you by
Choo-choo, Santa, choo-choo.
Choo-choo to you, too. Forward Investment Services.
I tell you what. What?
Forward, I don't know what that was. Forward Investment Services in Parkville. What is going on here? They're bringing you the sounds of the Christmas season, thanks to Forward Investment Services. Santa, we mentioned Santa coming to Phillips tomorrow at the Municipal Building for the Children's Museum event. Northwood's Harley-Davidson. Got Santa tomorrow afternoon at 2. Santa's, he's got a lot of helpers to help him out with this stuff. The Catawba Cannon Lions Club is hosting a Santa event tomorrow at the Catawba Fire Hall. So kids down in that area from 10 a.m. to noon tomorrow, Santa will be there. So obviously this is his time. It's a big time of the year for him. Our Christmas gift list word of the hour here is joy, J-O-Y. Text that to us before 8 o'clock, and we're going to give away a $100 bill through our Civic Media statewide grown-up gift list text to win contest. We have had a lot of people grabbing their cash with this text to win contest. And again, I've told you before, this is a Civic Media, all of our Civic Media stations across the state are doing this, but it's kind of embarrassing at some points as to how many of the winners are from right here, 98Q Country. It's actually very cool. I don't want to be braggadocious, but I'm going to be. Mike Brute, he won $100 the other day from Park Falls. And we go all the way, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks, and we go all the way back to Lisa Dahlgren, who grabbed her $100 bill. She was the very first winner of the whole contest. And Tom Sharp, one of our winners, got an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Jennifer Schulke won $100. So your final chance is today. So don't delay. At the very least, you're going to get an entry in for the grand prize drawings, which will happen next week, of the espresso machines and the luggage sets and RoboVacs, two of each, humidifier, snowblower. So text us that keyword joy, J-O-Y. Another keyword coming up at 11, 1, and 4 today. So we want to make you a winner here with 98Q Country. Mike Clemens will join us to talk a little Packers. Bucks getting quite a few people on the list for potential Hall of Fame people for the NBA. They will join us in a little bit. Our Christmas, grown-up Christmas gift list giveaway, by the way, brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield since 1971 for all your building and hardware needs. We'll get to our news, another news update to come in a moment. We got a couple of inches of snow just outside, pushing some snow around here at the station. It's kind of a, it's kind of a unique snow because it's a light fluffy snow, but at the station here anyway, at the bottom of it, it was kind of like almost wet. Temperatures are what, 18, 20 degrees, something like that. You're assuming that I'm paying attention to that here this morning. So it's kind of, it's an easy snow to push aside. It's an easy snow. And I did, by the way, bring out my electric shovel for the first time yesterday. I mean, it was good. It's not a really wide, it's not like a big, like 18, 20 inch wide electric shovel. That would probably be too heavy anyway. It's like 12 inches wide. So it's all right. I told my wife it's not making the job any easier, or it's not making it any faster, maybe a little bit easier on the back versus a traditional shovel. But I think I'm going to graduate my electric shovel just to the roof. I think that's going to be a roof shovel because it's just not wide enough. And I'm still to the point in my life where I can still just, you know, over the shoulder. And I got to have something to complain about later as I'm sipping on my hot chocolate with a little bit of rum in there. I got to have something to whine about. So I think I'm going to go back to the regular shovel for the most part. But it was fun. I mean, it's a rechargeable electric shovel. It was fun with, you feel like, oh, hey, neighbors, look what I'm doing. So, I mean, that was pretty fun. And when it comes to snow, it's all about the fun, right? It's all about, I mean, we got ice fishing, we got snowmobiling, snowshoeing. It's all about the fun until you got to drive to grandma's house in 2 feet of snow. Then it's not fun.
Happy holidays from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Celebrate Christmas and New Year's with fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, and now delicious menu delivery, including pizza. Call 715-208-2795 Fridays and Saturdays between 4 and 8 p.m. Collect 20 flyers and your next pizza's on Lena. Enjoy Porterhouse Steak. Lena's Northern Pines is your dinner destination. Visit them on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All trails lead to Lena's.
Stay safe this winter with help from Menards. Protect your windshield and keep your view clear with Splash Ultimate Windshield Wash Fluid. It's effective down to negative 35 degrees, and it clears ice and salt for a clean, streak-free shine. Pick up a gallon for only $2.39. Get everything you need for your vehicle at Menards and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to view all our great deals happening now. Prices good through December 24th.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 24 hours to go before a partial government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has arrived on Capitol Hill saying another deal will be voted on this morning. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
A stabbing at a school in Croatia's capital of Zagreb has left a 7-year-old dead and 3 other children and a teacher wounded. The attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in 3 cities also striking. The FAA expanding its do not fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott unveiling a new campaign in the state aimed at migrants.
The new border security strategy on display in Austin Thursday will reach migrants before they cross into the U.S. Governor Greg Abbott says billboards will be posted across Mexico and Central America, warning people of the consequences if they enter illegally.
One says, stop. If you cross the border illegally into Texas, you will be jailed. Another warns, don't come to Texas illegally. You will be arrested.
The billboards posted will be in several languages, including Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Convicted Delphi, Indiana killer Richard Allen returns to court today, coming face to face with a